here's a story from The World.
The influence of China. Pretty much wherever you go in Southeast Asia, you can see how China asserts itself. New train lines, pipelines, ports, all built and financed by the Chinese government. China says it's a win-win for Beijing and for its neighbors. China expands its trading routes, and other countries get badly needed infrastructure. But where do you draw the line between helping out a neighbor and simply taking over? Here's The World's Patrick Nguyen.
Sabadee! Sabadee. That's how you say hello in Laos, a mountainous country between Thailand and Vietnam. Laos also shares a border with China. And in this video, put out by a Chinese state-run company, Laotian kids are saying hello to Chinese engineers in hard hats who are building a new train line. The kids bow and dance. It's all PR. And the message is, Chinese development is this happy, smiley thing. But when the kids go home, it sounds more like this. Cranes scooping dirt in the jungle and chainsaws mowing down trees. China is building so many projects in Laos that it's hard to keep track. Highways, power plants, dams, and none of it's free. Each mega project puts Laos deeper into debt. To stave off more debt, Laos is now letting a Chinese state-run firm take majority control of its entire electrical grid. That leaves the country in a very vulnerable position, says Lei Hong Hiep, a scholar with the Institute of Southeast Asian Studies.
If you allow a foreign country to control your national grid, that will be a serious problem. If any happens to the national grid, for example, the whole country will be blacked out.
Imagine, he says, if they turned off the lights. Factories, military bases, whole cities just bam, in the dark.
That's something very worrying. And if that trend continues, I think Laos will definitely become the next victim of China's debt trap.
China's debt trap. It's a bit controversial, but the idea is China goes into a country like Laos or Sri Lanka or Cambodia, builds lots of stuff, and forces them into debt, sort of like a loan shark. The government can't pay China back, so they end up selling off pieces of the country. At the very least, Hiep says, Laos is placing a lot of trust in its superpower neighbor.
For Laos, they value development over security. They don't feel that they have big security problems with China.
Others feel differently. They say fears of Chinese control in a country like Laos, a worry that's shared among many Western analysts, are a bit overblown.
It is very easy for people who do not know much about Laos or other countries in Asia just criticize, well, China is a bad guy. But that is too simple. It's not that simple.
That's Toshiro Nishizawa from the University of Tokyo. He has worked as a policy advisor to Laos, to the government, and he says, look, China having sway over this small neighbor, it's just inevitable. Laos is landlocked. There are only 7 million Lao people. Most are farmers, and its entire national economy is smaller than that of Mobile, Alabama. China, on the other hand, will soon have the biggest economy on earth. And its officials aren't reckless, Nishizawa says. They don't want to go into Laos and just cut off the lights.
It is costly. What is the benefit, economic benefit for China to take such risk? Maybe China's approach is more pragmatic.
He says China wants the electrical grid in Laos to be a money maker. The idea is for Laos, with all of its hydro dams, to be like a battery for neighboring countries, selling electricity. Right now, it's a battery with a short extension cord. It needs more power lines reaching over its borders, and China has the cash and know-how to build them. Nishizawa says that's what this deal is really all about. Professor Hiep, though more skeptical of China, does concede that there aren't many other countries rushing in to develop Laos.
One problem for these countries is that there are not many options for them. The U.S. is not offering this kind of loans and economic assistance.
Right. America says China is a loan shark, but it is not offering much of an alternative. In fact, the last time the U.S. was really focused on Laos was the 1960s, and it went like this. Trying to stop Laos from being a communist state, the U.S. bombed the country so brutally that it remains, per capita, the most bombed nation in world history. And it didn't even work. Laos is run by, you guessed it, communists. And the American bombing campaign is one reason Laos is still a poor nation. Before that, Laos was colonized by the French. So for more than a century, it's been pushed around by different empires. Nishizawa says because of that history, Lao officials really do worry about their autonomy and all this debt, which is now nearly 70% of its GDP, most of it owed to, China.
They want to change the course of action, but projects are ongoing. No one can stop it. It's already ongoing.
Big infrastructure projects take years to build. The deals are done. The debt is there. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, with the Lao economy struggling, it's even harder to pay off loans in time. So Laos may not be thrilled that its power grid is in Chinese hands, but as they know all too well, it's not easy running a small country in the shadow of a superpower. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.